Hi, and welcome. We're the Weasley Sisters. This is episode 208. I'm Naturally Nitty, also known as Jessica.
And I am Alina, also known as Starnitz. This is our bi-monthly podcast. If this is your first time watching, welcome. If you're a returning listener, thanks for coming back. Planning podcast.
Yeah, so grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and craft along with us, and maybe a notebook. Because we're late in doing the podcast, the planning podcast, but we're still doing it, so you can take notes.
Right, so all advanced studies are due. You have until the 23rd for the Order of the Phoenix mission to turn that one in. And you can you can already start returning on the night. It's due for 100% the end of this month.
Awesome.
Match 5 is starting on the 18th. So you want to check out Quidditch. That's for extra points there. I'm super bad at these right now.
Me too. And sorry.
Today ends the Headmistress Challenge 2, which was make a drink. So you had to combine at least 2 ingredients for 3 points. So if you make a drink tonight, you can turn it in. So it can be coffee and creamer, water and coffee and creamer. So that's 3 ingredients, right?
Right.
You just share a recipe.
That's cool.
So, okay. So classes, a little opposite this week. Normally, I'm the one who read all the classes. This week, I did not read anything. So, Jessica, I'll let you start and just kind of go along with you.
I totally read them all, so I feel very prepared. I read them earlier today. Oops. All right, so we'll start off with arithmetic. Welcome, students. This month, we will be studying the number 5. This number represents the color blue and the people who willingly take risks. As some of you know, many Hogwarts alumni have this trait, but we feel this number is best represented by Professor McGonagall. Professor McGonagall has risked her life many times for fellow students and wizards. Let's not forget the great battle that took place here on these very grounds against where she led the resistance to Lord Voldemort. Her ability to put herself in harm's way and to protect not only Hogwarts, but all the students who reside here shows the risks she is willing to take for her life and others. Oh, yeah, her life or for others. Anyway, sorry. This month's homework, craft something in blue. If crafting in blue, it must be at least 50%. Or, number 2, something that is risky for you by crafting blue. Sorry, silly thought. By crafting something risky, you must make something that is new to you, such as a new stitch pattern or a challenging item. Explain in your submission how the item was crafted was challenging for you. Ravelry crafts only. Sorry.
So I spun some faux cashmere. And that was kind of challenging because the last time I spun it, it was so fine. I lost the end for like, and it just sat on the bobbin. So this time I spun it chunky. So it was quick, but it was kind of challenging. I might try turning that one in. Plus, it's mostly blue.
I actually also spun some faux cashmere. And the spinning wasn't too bad. It was super soft. But when I put it into a cake, I usually ply a 2-ply like that. And I usually have no problems at all. Like, I seriously wrestled with it the whole entire time you were sitting across from me when I was doing it. And I'm like, this is a pain in the butt. It was not fun. So that was challenging. So I could use that too.
Yeah. I might do one, like a challenging one. Like if you have a challenging spin, a challenging knit, something new, that's good. Or blue. Blue is a nice color.
It is.
So, astronomy. For the last month of October, you will be studying the total solar eclipse. There will be. Oh, it's too small. There will be a total solar eclipse coming to North America on August 21st. We are hoping many of you can travel to see this magical phenomenon. Aspects of the total eclipse is that the moon's shadow blocks out much of the sun's rays and allows students to study the corona or the outer ring of the sun, and it has strange magic. You must be extremely careful when studying the sun, as it can be your eyes, so proper eyewear is a must. Your homework for this month will to be craft something to protect your eyes or something to represent the sun. So, craft something to protect your eyes from harm. Cotton or linen to represent the heat. Am I saying that right? Corona? That sounds like a beer.
Yes.
Yellow or orange, white solar coronas in different colors. We are specifically looking for yellow or orange if you choose the color option this month. Spin a lace or fingering a weight yarn that may be plied if desired. Non-rav crafts are okay with as long as they fit the prompt. So yellow and orange, I will not be doing this class for color. Craft to protect your eyes. I know that a while ago there was that knitting comic book. It came with a pattern, and it had like an eye mask pattern, so you could do something like that, or like a sleep mask.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But you could also, if you knit a brimmed hat, because the brim will cover your, like, protect your eyes.
Or a cute sun hat or something.
Oh yeah, cute sun hat for babies and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And spinning fine, like lace or fingering weight, is a good one too.
Yeah. So yeah, spinning. I'm gonna be seriously spin focused this month.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Moving on. So we have charms. The jump over them. For homework this month, please practice the jump over them charm by crafting something that requires you to take a leap of yarn, something that jumps into your project and gets joined. This month, we ask that you study the jumping charm in one of three ways. Craft a frog. We are looking for pictorial or 3D images of frogs this month. Number two, craft something that joins yarns together. Two or more separate strands worked into a final object. Suggestions include different colored strands, different weights, and or adding a new skein of yarn. And using number three, using at least 50% green for a frog study. Only rav crafts for this class. So that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. So two or more. So if you did a mashup, boom. Right?
Oh, yeah, I didn't really think of that. I guess so. That does work.
Also, I have seen that it was blue and green, so it's 50% green, so I could definitely turn it in for that.
Mm-hmm. If you want to knit, you could totally knit something or crochet, like little frogs. I'm sure
yeah.
There are patterns out there for that.
I have a really cute pattern, like an amigurumi pattern that I, like, bought when I first started crocheting and making amigurumi. And it's, like, this king frog. It's probably, like, this big. I've never made it, but I have the pattern. So, you know, like, it would be a good time to make it, I guess.
It totally would be. Yeah, so a mashup would totally work, right?
Right, because it's two... joins yarns together, two or more separate strands worked into a final object. And so, like, any color work, too, would work with that.
Right. Or stripes, or anything. Or even just adding a new skein of yarn. So if you use a full skein, does that count? And do you add a second skein, even if it's the same color?
I don't know. They probably have FAQs at the beginning of the thing.
Yeah, they are. In post one, it says our clarifications. But anyways, so there's a lot of options for that.
I don't know though, because it's two separate strands. Maybe. I don't know.
If you use the whole skein of yarn and then have to use another ball, you're still joining. I
So maybe.
have to look at the post.
Yeah. But my immediate thought went to mashup.
Yes.
Okay, so Defense Against the Dark Arts is next. We have someone who inspires us to be better, to push harder. Oh, we all do. It might be a family member, a friend, a teacher, or a coworker. It might even be the Weasley sisters. It might even be a celebrity or an activist, or even a group like the police or military. The key are real people who can get us to be our best selves. Assignment. This month, craft something inspired by your real life hero. Your story should explain what about your project says my hero to you. Please include a picture of the person slash people if you can. Non-Ravelry need to be accepted without prior approval. Open.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? Sorry, that's what jumped into my mind.
You could like say like they inspire you and knit like more sweaters or more family things. You could do one of their projects.
Yeah. You do anything and everything. That's like super wide open to you.
Yeah, and it's like super personal, which is cool. You
Yeah.
know, like you could socks or something. Like Jaji Girl, she's always cardio knitting, and that totally inspires me, even though I don't do it very much anymore. But that totally inspires me. Like all her Instagram posts are either about her grandson or with her to work, where she trains people, or you know, like so she's always talking about like working out and stuff, and it always is like inspiring to me as I'm sitting on the couch. But
True.
I will get on my bike again. You know what I mean? Like, so that's like super inspiring to me.
That is.
So, you know, that's cool.
No, I like that one.
Or you could be like JC Boggs, like all of her art spins, like if you like to art spin or you want to try it, you know, something like that.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Alina has lots of heroes.
Yes.
Okay. Family and consumer science. For your homework, we want you to try your hand at magical baking.
Woo.
Yes, practice your baking skills by making a knitted or crocheted treat. Craft something to protect your hands from the heat of the oven. See post one for clarification. And non-rav crafts will not be accepted this class. So said are in one of their like I think it was under that or somewhere, it was a post I read that said yarn or dyed yarn could be considered protecting your hands, but you have to show photographic evidence if it's not normally seen as protecting your hands from the oven. So you could do a skein of
Yeah. She totally just froze. You froze. Are you back?
Yes, are you back? Did you
Yes.
hear me?
No, you said you could totally, and it froze.
Oh, okay. So just in case that totally messed up live, you could totally take a picture of a skein of yarn that you spun or dyed with something on it protecting your hands from the oven. That's what they said.
And there's definitely a bunch of hot pad patterns or.
But I'm just saying for those of you focused on the spinning this month, we were.
And carrying, you know, those cases that you carry your casserole thing in.
Or oven mitts or hot pads or whatever. Which I could actually totally use. So maybe if the tour ends and I want to knit, I could knit some of those. Maybe. Maybe not.
History of magic. This month, we want you to study the stories of myths of the spider and Anasazi. This month,
Anasi?
to prove your knowledge of Anasazi by exploring his tricky side and crafting a project that is particularly tricky or challenging for you to explore. Explore his spider side by using extremely fine weight yarns, fingering or lighter, to illustrate the webs of truth and lies would weave. Spinners and dyers may choose either the trickster prompt, fractal spinning, gradient dyes, etc., or choose to work with very fine lightweight yarns. Only Rav Crafts is. I definitely have a fractal spin that I spun already, so I could do that.
I didn't do well. I did a fractal spin, but it's my mashup, so
So you could do that for two
I
classes.
could, right?
Just
I'm gonna
decide.
be more, so maybe I'll make sure one is a fractal spin. Oh shoot. No, that's cool. Sorry, I lost my stuff. Radiant dyes are fun too. Which you can also fractal spin. I did a fractal with the gradient once and it turned out pretty cool.
Oh, I just spun a gradient spun off, so it wasn't very tricky.
Anyways. Okay. Muggle studies. This time they are doing Muggle vacations. You're getting ready for break month or whatever. So task one is study a Muggle vacation destination and craft something inspired by your destination. Pretty wide open. Number two is choose a public space and perform a public yarning or yarn storming.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Knit or crochet or weave an object or objects to display in a public area or a public space. You must be prepared to leave the item displayed for all to see, and it should be large enough to be seen by the public from at least a few feet away. Your finished photographs should show the object or objects displayed in their public space. Rav crafts only. I think this is awesome, and I'm totally gonna do it.
For what?
I don't know. Oh, number two. The yarn bombing, storming, whatever. I think
I
that's fine.
like those octopus trees that they make that I've seen.
Octopus trees, I've not heard of this.
Like they just yarn bomb a tree, but it looks like an octopus.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Or I saw one where they like yarn bombed like paint drips or whatever, and it's so like out of like faucets or different stuff, it would be like start and then the yarn would just like kind of go down into this like flat yarn thing. That was, looks really cool.
That's awesome.
So those could be fun.
No, I could totally see just doing a tree or like a light post or something. Maybe not a tree, a lamp post or something. At a park. Maybe I'll do
Yeah.
that. I don't know. We'll see. If you'd use like, I have a bunch of acrylic stash in my loom, that could go really fast. Like, because once
Yeah.
you warp up something, you can like
And then
make
just
it.
crochet it around whatever you're putting it on.
Yeah.
So we want to use acrylic because I don't know if where you guys live, but where I live, it's been raining on and off today, and it's supposed to rain on and off for the week. So you definitely want to use something that's washable and not going to shrink or fade even kind of
Right,
thing.
and we'll withstand the weather. Like right now it's summer, but
Yeah.
weather gets nasty.
So I also on Netflix there's this documentary called Yarn that I put in my queue, and I think it's like Swedish or something because it's got subtitles, so I haven't like watched it because I need my eyes for looking at knitting. And I've been kind of distracted by zombie. So I haven't watched it. Anyways, but they have this like one thing, it looks like this big quilt across like, an open area, like a gazebo top almost, which I thought would be pretty cool. Like if you were at like a park and you made like a tent, so say like a covering,
Like a what?
like a covering it under out of the shade. That would be kind of cool. Anyways, I'm just talking. So let's go to the next class. So potions, elixir to induce aphoria. This month we will be continuing our focus on wellness and setting up a potion for your spirit. Mental well-being is as important as physical health when discussing overall wellness. For your homework, please craft something that brings you joy, or craft something in at least three different colors of the rainbow: green, blue, indigo, violet. Needle-based non-Ravelry projects will be accepted, which includes sewing, embroidery, and quilting.
Fun.
So I actually spinning for that because that brings me joy. That's a busy
Spinning
one for you.
me joy as well. But I could probably also do the rainbow color part of it too because I have that to cover myself.
So cool. So those are the classes.
Yes.
Our regularly scheduled podcast. We don't
I
have a
guess.
schedule, so let's move straight on to whips. What are your whips?
I have no works in progress. I am spinning. I don't have any knitted or
Okay,
crocheted.
I have this hedgehog to finish, which I was almost done a week ago, but if you remember, I ran out of yarn. So I've been looking at all the stores for this, which is Karen Simply Soft, and it's like a really dark brown, and I couldn't find any. So funny story, the other day we were at Goodwill and I just happened to look and there was a box of yarn. And what do you think I found? Oh yeah, a ball of yarn, the exact color and brand, because it was like a ball of, it was like a box of Karen Simply Soft yarn, like half used. So put it up there and there was no price on it, so she just let me get have it for 50 cents. And
Nice.
it's a keeper because Andy showed her his military ID, so we got it like 15% off or so. So it was like 30 cents, or like, you know, really cheap. So I'm almost completed with it. I worked on it a little bit last night, but I've been mostly spinning, so I haven't been doing it. I just thought it was funny because like all the random places I found it at Goodwill.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Long drive, so I was joining a blanket for the Sunshine Committee. I want to go around it one more time to stabilize it, but it's almost done. So I
Awesome.
worked. Okay, so really, I worked on this square and this square, and then I started joining it. And then on the way back, I finished joining it. Well, almost finished because I didn't do the whole line. There was a lot of like gazing outside because I'm tired and like sitting. You know, obviously we were driving back, so. But yeah, so I have that. So that's for shade, and that'll be detention as well as the hedgehog. So, but that's all I'm
Nice.
working on knitting, or just crochet wise because that's just crochet. So spinning. It's quite a feast, but we have lots of spinning. You want to
Yay.
go?
Yeah, I can go. I am currently almost finished with a big mashup that I'm doing with hobbledehoy fiber. Like this is the tiniest little, the tiniest little bit I have left to ply.
Oh, cool.
Here, let me see if I can lift this up. Can you see that?
A little bit.
That's it.
You're frozen again. Oh, I hope she comes back.
She froze. It's like
Okay, quick.
Jumbo Bob. You
Okay,
see
go.
me?
Yeah.
Were you able to see the flyer?
A little bit before it froze.
No, yes, no. Here, it's right here. It's almost full. Two braids of hobbledehoy. One was Magic Pony, and the other was Mermaid Tails, I think. I got them with some birthday money from my dad, Mary. I'm gonna see if I have a picture of the finished. I do have a picture, I know I do. Hold on. Anyways, they took me quite a while to spin out. So there's the two bobbins.
Yeah.
Quite similar in color. One was a little lighter and a little more, and I did them fractally. The first one, the Magic Pony, I split up into eight sections lengthwise, and then the second one I just spun as is. But I realized I spun the second one a little bit thicker, not by much, like you can't really tell in the yarn, but I was left with a good amount left over, so I had to use my Mastopine and do that so I could ply the rest of it. So that's almost done. I'll probably finish that tonight. But I also spun this up. This is was some superwash merino bamboo nylon that I had dyed years ago. I called it Playground. It's got blue and grays and a little bit of orange. I think it reminded me of like basketball court or something like that. I spun it up. Normally that blend I would spin up fine for like socks or something. But I did it chunky and fast, and it is super soft. It's not even washed yet, but I can't wait till it plumps up when it washes. I'm thinking Gabe could use a new hat next year with this. Then this was the faux cashmere that I spun up. It was from Younger Yarn. I forget. I think I have the name in here somewhere. Maybe not. It was her PS line, change the calendar. So it's like really hot pink, almost purple and blues. Super fun to spin up. So I could turn that in for that blue class or the challenge one because it was a pain when I was buying it. But it's super soft, and I made the girls feel it. And Chloe's like, "Oh, I want that because it's so soft." And then later she's like, "You can make me underwear because it's so soft." I'm like, I don't know about that. But it was funny.
That is funny.
It was. And then I have this. I need to ply it still. It was a bat from Butterfly Girl Designs. I think this was from my first Bat of the Month club. And I think I got a spindle from her too, like my green glass one, like years ago, like 8 years ago or so. Anyway, so I had this bat. I think it's called Casanova. Lots of sparklies and stuff in there. But it was like, not that I'm digging or like bad mouthing or anything, but it was very non-blended like a bat. Like it almost felt like top laid on top of top. Like obviously it was a bat. But I tried to use long draw to spin it, and it gave me such a hard time because it was almost non-bat like. I don't know. You were there, you saw it. It was like flying away and it was just crazy. So that was difficult too. Maybe I could use this for my difficult class and that other one for my blue, the blue class. Anyways, need to ply it. Super sparkly. I'm sure it'll be pretty in the end. I think that's it for now. Oh my god, you're up, Alina. Oh no, wait, I lied. Where's my... My drop spindle. I've been taking everywhere. I am almost done with this set of row legs. I'm doing the Happy Little Clouds row legs, my naturally knitted ones. It's getting full. Let's see. Yeah, I have two more row legs left to spin after this one, and I'm almost done. It's almost halfway done, so I'm excited about that. And then I get to ply it. Hopefully, I'll finish this within the Tour de Fleece time frame. Now you're up.
Okay, that's cool. So I too have been carrying around my drop spindle, and I'm almost done with this one. And I, by George, am gonna fit them all 2 ounces on this little mini spindle. I have like 2 or 3 roll legs left, and it's a colorway. It's called Sunny Day. So, I have one fat little turtle right here.
The thing is mighty, mighty, mighty full.
Yeah, and so I've been like carefully shoving it on there because I'm gonna fit it all on there. I just will. So I'm planning on then plying it with this Boo and Kitty from Naturally Knitting. So I think that'll look really cool. We'll see. That'll probably be like another year in the making. That's been on my mini spindle for a long time. Yeah, so I've been carrying that around on my purse and spinning everywhere. Currently spinning this fiber, also Naturally Knitting. It's in there because the bag it came in ripped. This one has no name. Jessica made it for me for my birthday. And I just pointed to some colors and said, I like. And she made me a bunch. Actually,
Name it like it's my birthday or something like that.
7.5 ounces. So I've been spinning that currently. I'm just kind of grabbing a roll spinning because some of them are mixed and some of them are like half and half. And so it's just gonna turn out, and I'll probably just ply it with itself and get on that. I started it on my other wheel, but
You know,
I
I made
remember.
them so you could kind of fractally spin them.
Oh,
Or
well,
not
that would have
fractal, but like
taken.
the one half was like all the same and the other half was all mixed up.
Yeah, but I didn't think about that. So, I originally started it on my other wheel, so I just finished the roll leg I was on because I noticed when I was at Jessica's, I was having some like problems, like it kept getting really kinky, like it wasn't pulling on fast enough or something. With that wheel, like I'm not more as comfortable with that wheel as I am with this wheel. Like, I like this wheel much better. Plus, it's 7.5 ounces, and I want to fit it all in one bobbin. So this is one has my bulky flyer on it. So yeah, that's why I picked. There's a reason for my craziness. So while I was at Jessica's, Tour de Fleece started. So I started and I finished 3 skeins, and they're washed and ready to go. I took pictures. I just have to add them to Ravelry and then turn them in for classes. So I have. My faux cashmere. So the coloring in here is really blue, but it's like blue and green, M mostly teal with like a light green and a blue in there. And it's really soft. I spun it really thick and I got 8 wraps per inch after I measured it after I washed it. And I got like 88 yards. So not a whole lot of yards. But it's super soft and super squishy. So then I spun this Schertzy Cat And it was blue and green. And I did this one craftily. So that turned out really nice. I got 174 yards, 10 reps per inch. So that was good. And then I spun up. So. So I spun up this one, which was also a naturally bitty one.
I feel special in your Tour de Fleece plans this year.
Yeah. So she dyed up this blondie years ago to match a fiber optic, I think, bat, or, and it was like in like, it was like red to magenta, to burgundy, to blue, to purple, to blue, to black. So I spun it up and then I Navajo plied it.
Look, I have it.
Yeah. So this, so like this is where you can see, like, I feel like the wheel, like over, I don't know, cause I don't normally have this problem, but I just feel like it was super.
Well, that
and I had the you see how that is? It's like kind of looks ropey. It's still soft, but it just looks.
Well, that wheel is a little bigger in diameter, so if you're treadling at the same speed that you normally do, it's going to be spinning it faster and putting more twist in it.
What? I forget what. I don't know. Because I found the like, same thing happened with this stuff. And, like, I have some.
You know what I mean? Like.
And then some that aren't. I don't know. I don't know. I just. It's not my favorite wheel.
Yeah.
Anyways. This turned out nice. I like how it turned out. Like, 237 yards. And I got 12 reps per inch. So I could probably make a pretty good sized, like, shawl, and that's what I was wanting for this because of the color change. So yeah. But yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Like, I'm just not used to using that wheel. So yeah, but that's all that I have spun and spinning. Up is
sewing.
I have sewing. I took my mom's sewing machine. Took my mom's sewing machine and her table and her chair, but I covered it. Look, I covered the chair. It was
awesome.
Thing. So this chair has the seat comes up and then down in there is like all the stuff for sewing, like your scissors and bobbins and stuff. But yeah, I covered it yesterday because it was like falling apart and ugly brown. And but yeah, so I've been sewing, getting ready for a show I have in 2 weeks. So yeah.
Awesome.
Sewing. So next up we have binging.
Awesome. We haven't been bending much, or I haven't. I, since you guys were here all week, I didn't do anything. Though I did just start watching The Flash with the kids. Gabe and Leah like it a lot. Chloe and Truman, not so much, but that's okay. It was fun though. I took him to see Spider-Man, or the Spider-Man, or whatever it is called.
Yeah.
This time. Totally awesome movie. I really enjoyed it. It was really
good. Really.
And reminded me of like the actual cartoons and stuff from when we were younger. Like it was just funnier and, or maybe not the, I don't know. It was just like the spirit of it felt a little better. I liked it a lot. It was funny. Did you say you watched it?
No, Bella wants to see it. We haven't gone yet.
It was good. I enjoyed it a lot.
That's cool. I finished reading on the way home, and then I'm kind of like needing to find a book, so I downloaded a couple of different ones from the library, so I just have to put them on my iPod and get to work. Like, I hate when you're at the end of a series or like you're waiting for the next book in a series.
Yes.
Because like I feel like I'm waffling, you know,
You
and
do.
I don't want to have a lot of like young adult stuff, but I'm like, I don't really care. Like, I don't want to listen to young adult things anymore. So I've been trying to find, you know, but anyways, thing I started I Zombie season three, like watching that at night and spinning. I think I'm on six or seven of that series, like that episode. The number two, Jessica, when you watch it, episode two, I was like, it
I
was
can't
good.
tell if that's the one I've already seen. If I haven't looked at it. Like, if I saw it on TV, I might have already seen it. Huh?
It's what happens after the zombie attack at the Max Rager party.
Oh, maybe no, then I haven't seen it.
New and crazy.
We got a kitten. Here he is.
So you let him out now.
Yeah, he's roaming the house and he loves it. He's super good and chill until he's spastic and trying to eat my yarn. When I was spinning last night, he kept attacking my feet. Like, it hurt and tickled all at the same time. And then he'd like lick your toes and I'm like, stop it.
That's
But no,
funny.
he's really cool. His name is Ollivander. He's met both animals. He doesn't mind them and he tries to go up to them. And Draco's kind of chill and doesn't really care, but Tallulah hisses at him. But they haven't fought or anything, so that's good. But he's sweet and little and cute. I'll show you him again. He's really fastidious. Oh, wait, he's trying to go away. He's like, put me down.
When he's like,
Anyways, he likes to bite and like. But yeah, and he also, I don't know if you can tell, he's kind of got like a little goatee. Like he's got like extra fur that comes down on his chin, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I'll have to get a good picture of it. No, but he's awesome. Anyways, we had a big
that's
fight
funny.
about the name because Leah did not want to call him Ollivander. Well, we were throwing out all sorts of different names, and she didn't like the crazy name. She wanted to name him Milo, and I was like, no. So I was like, give him one day with the name Ollivander. You can call him Ollie. I don't really care. A lot of them call him Oliver, even though it's not the same thing. I think Truby keeps forgetting. But I'm like, whatever. I'm hoping it's fine. But
That
yeah.
is.
So yeah. But now they all know it and they like it, or they're used to it. So I'm glad. Anyway,
Well.
sorry. He kind of like came and was attacking me because of the yarn that I'm spinning.
So randomness.
Yeah.
We were visiting Wisconsin for a week, and that was a lot of fun. It's always hard to come back.
Yes.
So we spent the past couple of days like laundry and just getting back into the thing. Like, you saw the I brought my mom's sewing machine home. I'm gonna move the screen so you guys can see up. So I put shelves up there and
Awesome.
I moved stuff around could fit in. Because look at how cool this table is. So okay, this is like a dorky thing, but like this part of the table comes up. Well,
Boom.
if I and it like moves up and goes along the table, so you have like a bit wider space for sewing. It's totally cool. And I showed you the chair already, but
You've
I
been
moved
using a
my
machine?
shelving out and moved stuff up because then I have more room on the floor. My next goal is to get the 2x3 square shelves and put them up with L brackets along the top of the room so I can put like all my books and just get rid of this stuff over here, the shelves over here, just so it looks cleaner. And I'd like to get rid of this table eventually and put like a cabinet top, not a cabinet top, but like a thing with a hinge so I can like pull it up when I want to cut fabric and then fold it down when I don't.
Smart.
Yeah. That's like in the way future. So for right now, this works because it gives me more room in here. And then if people do come visit, I don't have to like play Jenga, all of the stuff in here. There's actually room for them to sleep. I just have to put the ironing board up and the chairs up. So, yeah. But yeah, so randomly we were at Jessica's deck now, and we've sat on it like almost every day.
It's been actually awesome.
Every day.
We sat on it every single day. It's great. And I'm still sitting on it. Now it's just not as full of adult type people that I like.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like other adults. It's just, it's full of kids now.
No, I get what you mean. We were going to pop on it with Lauren, but the week went so fast, we didn't even get to.
I was even going to podcast on it earlier today when the kids are gone.
Yeah, but sorry. It was raining, and our power went out like 4 times already.
Oh, that's crazy.
So we just have blinking on all of our electronics right now because I'm like, I'm not setting it again.
No. It's totally okay. It worked out. I'll podcast on it some other time. I'm trying to find a picture of it. Like, I'll show people. I can't. My pictures won't rotate. I need to figure out what setting I hit by accident that they won't let them update. So, there it is. Da-da-da-da!
And I saw skirting on?
Yeah, we put the skirting on, which someone's like, on Instagram was like, you should have stripped the paint off of those before you put that up. And I was like, oh yeah, I guess so. That probably would have been easier. Yeah. So now we're going around and scraping all the paint off, or the stain it is, because we're going to restain it and redo the colors and the rail, or the, you know, the floor and the railing and all that to make it last longer. Which I guess this is kind of more like the hard part or the really boring, not fun part. That we're doing now, but that's okay. I'm really excited to have a deck. And then all we have to do is find a door of some sort. I would like sliding doors or French doors or something, where those windows are, so that we can walk out onto it. But it's great. I've been having coffee out there almost every single morning. It's wonderful. I love it. But yeah, we spent a lot of time there. Yeah, let's see. So you guys came to visit. We did lots of cool stuff. The 4th of July was great. We went to a new spot where we were like right under the fireworks.
Yeah.
Like, and like literally setting it off down the pier from where we were. It was great.
Yeah. And no sand. So it was perfect.
Sand. Yes. I do not like sand. So I was very happy about that. What else? Oh, we had cake day where we celebrated Truven's birthday and Madison's graduation, and we had 2 cakes and lots of food. It was good.
Yeah, it was a lot.
If you're not following us on Instagram, you should, because you will see all these wonderful things that we're doing or did.
Jessica's obsessed with stories. I haven't jumped on that bandwagon yet, but
it's been fun. I started and I felt really stupid the first time I did them, but now I've been doing a lot.
I feel bad because I feel like all I would be videoing is me sewing. And I already take a bunch of pictures of me sewing, and I'm sure people are sick of seeing that.
Then they just,
and it's not even,
or they'll skip over it. That's my thought. I'm like, you know what? If people don't want to see it, then they'll skip over it. And if they want to see it, then more power to them.
Yeah.
But yeah. Mainly, it's just me spinning and more spinning and some cats and chickens. And kids swimming is like my life right now, in a
Yeah,
nutshell.
that's cool.
Though
I
actually,
also
sorry,
had a
go ahead.
spin to one.
What was
No,
that?
it's your. Go ahead. I would say mine would just be like videos of me driving Madison to work and back. Boring.
It could be fun.
License like stacked.
Yeah. There's this thing that's all hip and new right now called rock hunting. I don't know if you've seen it in your city.
No, I haven't.
But it's all the rage here in Sheboygan. And I know friends of ours, they even were on vacation in Florida and it was going on down there. So people paint rocks. And then a lot of times there's a Facebook group for your city, and ours is Sheboygan Rocks.
That's
And you can use that hashtag. And you write it on the bottom of the rock, but you paint it and then you can spray it with a clear coat, which we are in the middle of painting our first rocks. But we went, you hide them all over at parks or anywhere in a public place. You can't do state parks, just like, like city parks you can do. And you shouldn't do like cemeteries or businesses or something, but parks out and about. And you just hide them wherever, like they've been in trees or on the ground or wherever. And you go and you find them. And then you can take a picture of them and post it to your group. Or whatever, and like people get excited to see the rocks they've made, people finding them, or whatever. But it was fun. So we went to the park the other day with Lauren and Jude and Luna, and we just like walked around and stuff and hunted rocks, and it was really fun, and the kids loved it. So now we're painting our own rocks, and then we'll go and hide them another day when they're ready. And I don't know, it's kind of fun. It's outdoorsy, it's artsy, it's kind of fun.
gonna look up after we get off and see if John's stuff does.
Yeah, if not, start it up. It's kind of cool. Some people put a lot of effort into painting them and they're like super detailed and cool. I've seen, not personally, like I've seen pictures of Harry Potter ones.
What?
People just make like animals like really detailed. Some are like, kids paint them and they're not so much detailed, but it's still fun.
That looked like a lady.
Yeah, we found a ladybug. I actually made some of my own. We were just using some old nail polish because ever since I've done the Jamberry thing, we don't use nail polish that much, and I have like a ton of it. So we painted it with nail polish, and we still have to finish and write on the bottom, and then spray coat them. But yeah, some of mine were like little beetles. But yeah, all sorts of things. Let me see if I can find the pictures of the ones we found. Like Gabe found a really big one yesterday that looked like a donut.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like a Long John type of thing, but with sprinkles. It was really cute. And then we just rehid those ones. Like they ask if you find one, you can keep it or, just replace it with one that you paint yourself or whatever. So here's the one that Gabe found.
That's cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't get a close up of all the rocks, but
So I'm sure you'll take pictures of the ones you make so we can see.
I will. They'll be on Instagram, so follow me. Anyways.
So we're just kind of talking about rocks. So you guys go, and we'll see you in a week. Have a good
All
night.
right. Bye.